talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 3rd, 2019, 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and The Wheeze, all here for another round of Friday entertainment. And another soggy Friday, even as we go into May. April showers have brought May showers, and that's where we are. What do you think, Charlie?
Well, ever since Wheeze came about, I started thinking about some other animal that you used to talk about.
I did?
Yeah.
What did I talk about?
Possum.
Oh, we did have possum.
Possum.
Yeah.
We have weasel now, but you had possum at one time.
Wait, you had a person named Possum?
As a guest.
Okay.
Not a permanent fixture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he had a pet
this
possum.
This is a theme.
He was a musician.
You should do a show with possum and be Weasel and Possum.
Yeah, no, Possum's still in town.
A bunch of rodents.
He composed
a
song about Marion.
He composed a song about Marion, and that's why we had him on, and he sang the song. I still see Possum every so often.
Really? He's still around?
He's still around.
Why is his name Possum?
You know, I never
just
really...
pops up everywhere?
I'm sure we asked him. Anyway.
Did you listen to what he... you just...
I thought I'd bring that up.
Well, I thought it's interesting because we now on this show we have Wheeze, and you named the groundhog.
Well, yeah.
So we got the groundhog and the weasel. And
I feel left out.
It's like a zoo.
We're related, Charlie.
Animal nickname.
It's a whole thing.
Let's name Brandy later.
I call her some names that you can't say on the air, but I really can't
give it a shot.
Can't get into it. But I'll tell you what, we are on the eve of something big because if you don't have to take our word for it. Just take the daily paper of note for well over 100 years. The Marion Star, yesterday, big color photo on the front page. Charlie, what did you think when you saw that?
I about fell over.
Me too.
Yeah. Great.
You can't beat
publicity like that.
No, it's big. The Wheeze Show tomorrow, 7:10 till 10 a.m. I did not think you'd slander me after all this goodwill that we had, but you know, that's showbiz.
What did you say?
It's what I didn't say. I didn't. So
we'll bring it up. We'll bring it up one more time before we put this to bed.
This is really affecting
because
our relationship.
Is quoted in the article. Okay, this is what it says. Because I get a nice little mention in here. It says that that you stayed retired. Okay, this is the quote. He stayed retired when Scott Spears with WWGH Radio in Marion reached out for an interview 4 years ago. Now, this is what I
That's
said.
That's great.
I said he was not doing interviews at the time, and there were a lot of myths about him, Spears said. Now, this is quote by Wheeze Man over here to that.
Just
it
don't
wasn't,
judge until I
hold on.
Explain.
It wasn't like anyone was knocking down my door. I was just working. Now, you don't find that to be an awful quote?
They don't. Look at their faces.
They
don't.
Do. They're shocked by your awfulness.
So all I meant was I just didn't want to come across like all these people really cared. That's what I meant. I didn't mean that. Like I should have confessed my dying love for you, and I just didn't do that.
Too late. Too late. But so, anyway, tomorrow morning you'll have on...
Kesha, Scott.
Kesha.
Yep.
Do you know Kesha, Brandy?
Oh, great.
Vaguely.
I'll go around the room and say
there
no.
There we go. No. Nobody
I thought
on this,
she was great.
Nobody at this table has any idea
who
Kesha
is.
Is.
I do. Yes.
But I'll tell you what, it may be the biggest premiere in our 5-year history because to get the front page of the Star, to have all the publicity that we've done over here on the last month building up for this, holy mackerel. You better do something amazing tomorrow morning, 7:10 to 10 a.m.
Oh, great.
I'm celebrity adjacent now. This
no,
is,
you're not.
This is astounding.
Maybe because Charlie's right there.
Celebrity adjacent to the Wheeze.
That was nice of the Marion Star.
The Wheeze.
Huh? Yeah, please don't do that.
Well, what do you want me to call him?
I d- Chad. His name is Chad.
Scott doesn't like it. He said that's too boring. Nobody will care.
Nobody will care.
Be on the stage.
That article, can you imagine? What does the article say? In big, bold print. Harrison, the weasel, returns to radio.
Call him Harrison.
Then. No, don't do that.
I'm not a gym teacher.
I know a couple people named that, and I don't want to.
I'm not a gym teacher. I'm not going to call you by your last name. But doesn't it say weasel? People don't know who Chad Harrison is, but they remember the weasel.
Maybe. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Charlie, I know you have something to say here. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask Harrison. My wife comes from Harrison's.
Oh, no. Oh, are we related?
Out of Gallipolis, out of Delaware.
Portsmouth?
Portsmouth?
No, that's Munyon. That's my mom. No, Gallipolis. I'm sorry. I lied to you, Charlie.
There's a bunch of Harrison. They're all related to Benjamin Harrison and William Henry.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we're the Wright brothers.
Oh, okay.
Even though they weren't Harrison, somehow we're related. But
you know, you blew all their fame away by becoming the Wheeze in radio.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a local, it's fine. Like, I just like having a good time, and we're going to have a good show.
Uh-huh.
Just like all of you guys.
Okay. Off and running tomorrow morning, 7:10 till 10 a.m.
We have a lot planned, though. It's going to be interesting. If this all works out, wait. This should be good.
Now, Charlie, tomorrow morning, will you be listening?
I was just going to say, in salute to the weasel, one of my tulips had developed stripes today. Little red stripes on the edge.
It's over. See?
Yeah.
So you're going to listen tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll listen.
You're going to tune out Ron Wilson?
Well, I might
have
both on at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, that should be easy to listen to.
So he's going to do a duo tomorrow, but I think you'll come around, Charlie.
Oh,
yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm...
But I think Ron is probably fantastic.
Ron Wilson, the garden man?
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. Garden man for many years. Based out of Ohio, by the way.
Yeah.
He lives in Mason, Ohio.
He's on the WTVN, I think, earlier in the morning. Seemed like.
So he's a
just casually.
Yeah. He's a nice man.
Yeah.
I think. Very, very good show.
Yeah.
He would never release an article like this, you know, featured article.
I did a gardening show in Marion for over 15 years.
Yep.
So, you know.
Gardening's a very hot topic. Especially as we head into garden season. We're in May.
We do, because I have kids. Brandy, you have kids. Do you guys do a garden?
Yep.
See, we do. I do cantaloupes. I always have these weird bugs eat everything, though. So I don't know how to get rid of that.
Charlie, that's you good. Plant a garden every year.
Yeah. I this year want to take and develop some food for the hummingbirds. Now, we feed them liquid, of course. But hummingbirds have to have insects to eat. Small ones, like fruit flies.
There you go.
Which way does a fruit fly?
I don't know.
You don't want me to. I don't know.
Well, what you got to do,
you take bananas and peel them and put the peels in a tray and set them out somewhere so the fruit flies will develop. Then the hummers come in and take them.
Now, didn't you say at one point, Charlie, that... God, it went right out of my head there. I had something profound to say.
You're not going to say
it. Oh, no, that you do.
Duty if you have... If you have Orioles at your house, you can put out oranges. Right?
I tried
oranges
that.
Oranges for them, and then the fruit flies.
I had it there.
I tried the orange thing, and I ended up with a dried orange.
Or a brown banana.
No, Charlie does a lot of tomatoes every year, and we had somebody call who said if you can't give away your tomatoes this year, they'll be glad to take them for you.
Yeah. I generally end up with a lot more tomatoes than I can use.
Wow, and that'd be better than getting them at the store. They're fresh.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get some tomatoes.
Yeah. Do you ever do the fried green tomatoes? Or the
I never have.
Yeah,
no.
That's good.
I'd rather eat them after they ripen.
Not good for your health, but they're good.
What is wrong with a tomato? I heard that, too.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a tomato?
I don't know. I think
the fried part.
That's what. Nightshades.
Yeah.
They're lampshades.
But I don't eat nightshades.
Nightshades.
Oh, nightshade
is a poisonous plant.
I don't hear everything so well over here.
So are poke cherries or poke berries.
Right.
Now
but
you can
eat the greens of those if you...
Well, I eat poke berries
first.
Very limited, maybe two at a time.
Oh, just don't crack the seed with your teeth.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is just like the garden show.
This is what I'm
you
up
want
against.
A garden show, Charlie and I can probably
show.
Go for a while.
Out in the garden.
Poke the berry or weasel. That's
there
it.
You go.
Okay.
Well, there are a lot of interesting topics this week, and I don't think there are really anything that we've talked about before. I do think it's interesting, though, that the Attorney General decided not to show up, Mr. Barr, yesterday at his scheduled meeting with Congress, because I don't think he said that he got beat up on Wednesday, but he got beat up on Wednesday, so he decided he wasn't coming back on Thursday. Now, Brandy, I know you have something to say about this.
I do.
Please do.
What am I?
Well, come on.
What do you want me to say?
What's your opinion?
Well, that he should have showed up. I mean.
So what was the difference between Wednesday and Thursday? Just the line of questioning?
Congress. It was Congress yesterday. It was the Senate the day before.
So that's controlled by the Democrats. So that's a little bit different.
He didn't want to face Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters or any of those
people. But wasn't he going to get questioned by a line of attorneys? Is that what?
I don't know if I'd want to face Pelosi either.
Congressional oversight needs to happen.
I don't know how you can just not show up, though. I didn't think you could turn down a subpoena.
At this point, I mean, the Trump administration is turning down every subpoena they get. They don't.
I have no feeling about it one way or the other, and this is true, but I did happen to catch the part where Kamala Harris, running for office, was questioning him, and all she said was, have you ever been ordered or inferred that you open an investigation into anybody? And he just could not answer that question. What do you mean by inferred? I mean, if it was no, you would have said
you
no.
Say no, flat out.
A good lawyer knows where he stands and will not answer or give answer to any question that he's not legally based on.
Did you have any doubt after he answered that question?
I didn't see him.
Well, he didn't say no.
Let's put it that way.
He didn't say no. Let's put it that way. If it was no, I'm sure he would have said no.
He'll put out a letter tomorrow. It'll be fine.
Okay. Well, his letters are good as gold.
But what's next, though? If you don't show up,
apparently,
can they send
Well, there is some talk of that, you know, now there'll be further court proceedings. I don't understand why people aren't complying all of a sudden. I thought you had to comply.
Because the Trump administration told them not to comply. And this is the problem, because we're supposed to be, you know, a country of laws and rules. And if the Trump administration doesn't have to comply with the subpoena, why do I have to comply with the subpoena? Why do you have to comply with the subpoena?
Maybe we shouldn't pay our parking tickets.
Right. Maybe we shouldn't. Just
thank you, Donald Trump. And see, yeah.
I just think it was a big show. I mean, what I don't like is when they're questioning somebody and they never ask a question. Their whole time is like a
statement. Yeah, it is.
I mean, what is that?
Yeah.
They want publicity.
Yeah, but
it's called grandstanding.
I don't think Ted Cruz asked him one question. He just basically said why he thought the Democrats were wrong. He never asked a question.
You know, I didn't like Ted Cruz, but now I'm beginning to change my mind.
Because?
Because of the way he's talking. Maybe because of his beard. Makes him look a little more authoritative.
It's a different person, yeah.
It's a whole different thing. Well, you know, whatever will happen, and that's the way
maybe
it goes.
Maybe he's got tattoos.
He might. Yeah. You never know.
Does that make someone more authoritative?
Well, great. I've got a lot of authority.
I got some authority.
Now,
really? Yeah. All right.
Oh, really? You have tattoos. Who knew?
That's the point. You don't know.
No, see, why do you... I don't even... Okay, I'm going to ask it anyway. Why do you get a tattoo where people can't see it?
I've been asking that for a long time.
Yeah, let's go. What's the answer?
Do you have one, Charlie?
So that you can choose whether or not people... I mean, you know, there's a difference between having a tattoo that's out for everyone to see and having a tattoo where you only show it if you feel like showing it.
So if you were to go to the pool, would people see it?
Are we?
I'm narrowing this down for you guys. You're welcome.
If I went to the pool, would you see? Well, I guess it depends on what I was wearing.
What pools do you go to?
I don't know what kinds of pools he goes to. I mean, we had a whole talk about nude beaches.
Where is it?
I don't do that. The kids freak out.
Is it not like a leg, a back, an arm, a shoulder, what?
Well, I guess I could have went down that road.
Can't even say where it is.
It's on my back.
Oh, it's on your back. Okay, well, there's stuff. That's fine.
I'm guessing lower back.
Lower
I'm not back. Saying a word.
Okay. Well, God bless you. That's
thank you.
Is it the mental thing that you know it's there and that gives you comfort? Or
I don't
or
think
do
my
you want
tattoo
people
gives
to look
me
at
comfort.
It?
No, it's for me. It's not for
okay. But why did you put it someplace where you can't see it?
It was symbolic.
She could look in the mirror.
It has a meaning. Yeah. I don't.
What's the meaning?
Yeah. What is the tattoo? Can you say that?
What? No, I'm not going to say what the tattoo is of. Here, you guys can call it a guess. What is my tattoo?
What?
No.
Yeah, we could give away something.
It was symbolic of a transition period in my life. That.
You trans.
No, not that kind of transition.
You never know
anymore.
It's not
that kind of tattoo.
You go to
Charlie, what is it?
You go to the Waldo swimming pool?
No.
Okay, well.
Should we? Either. Oh, which one do you go to? Well,
that's very interesting. I didn't understand that you may or may not see it. Now that we know it's on the back, well, wouldn't you see it at the pool?
Well, that's what I was asking, because you're less covered, so maybe it would be in
Most bathing suits I know, the back is exposed.
Oh, but we didn't know it was the back at the time.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But you said it depends.
Depends on what you wear.
Well, what are you wearing that's covered? Like, do you wear one of those...
She can wear a onesie.
Yes, a burkini.
What?
You don't know what that is?
No, I mean, I usually wear a rash guard because I'm fair and I don't like to get sunburned.
Oh, okay, well,
so.
But see, that was misleading. Because we always were talking
about bathing
suits.
I said it depends on what you wear.
Okay.
What it used to be, sailors got drunk on the weekend and got tattoos.
God. Randy got drunk.
I've never been drunk.
And then went through a transition to market.
Wow, the rumor mill is going to be churning today.
All those people who messaged you when
sober.
The show was over.
Sailor, I was sober.
Sailor
was
used
still
to come
stupid,
home with a tattoo of mother.
So you regret it now?
No, I don't regret it.
But you just said it was stupid.
It's got to be an animal of some sort.
How the... No, it's not an animal.
Like a big old bear or something.
No, it's a big bear on my back.
Why can't you say?
Also not Richard Nixon.
Why can't you say what it is?
Because it's personal.
Not at this point. We have left that arena. Once Charlie said Waldo Pool is not personal.
It's a personal tattoo that people can see that you use for a transition period.
It could be a big animal.
What it is.
It could be a big animal.
Man.
It's a mystery. You'll never
dolphin,
know.
You know what? You should you should testify before Congress.
Animal.
You give answers like those politicians do.
Right.
Can't understand
anything. I should have been a lawyer.
My God!
I bet it's religious. Told you.
It's religious.
It is.
So it's a cross.
That's a weird place to do that, Brandy.
On your lower back,
I
you have
not
a religious
say it was a cross.
Tattoo.
No.
It's some sort of ribbon. Plane going by a church or something like
that. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
These are very good guesses, as Scott would say.
God.
Good guess.
I'm not buying the sober
I think that
part.
Was a slam.
Yeah.
I think that was a slam right there.
Put that in the Marian Star.
Put that in the Marian Star right next to your
There
article.
Was an article in the Marian Star about why people have tattoos.
What's their thoughts?
Mental.
Oh, there you go.
That's all it says.
Case in point.
All mental. Well,
case in point.
I bet you have a tattoo.
I have
Scott.
No tattoos.
Charlie, you have a tattoo?
No.
You know why? Because I think it's there's always a regret there. I think that even if you do it, the people who say they don't regret it are never going to say they regret it because they're stuck. And the people...
You kind of just said...
No, I regret the manner in which I got the tattoo. I don't regret the tattoo.
Was
itself.
It like one of those side of the road?
Let's just say I got it for free.
Oh, she was in the back of a van.
No, I was not in the back of a van.
It was one of those low, unlicensed tattoo parlors. Well,
women get tattoos all over themselves. Don't they ever get embarrassed?
Why? Why would a woman get embarrassed?
That's why she
over
wears that sun shawl
I'm not saying
thing.
Over a man, but if you get to be like a grandma looking like that, my God.
Old men are just as wrinkly as old women, so what does it matter, male versus female?
That's fine. But I'm just saying, if my grandmother was all tattooed up, I don't think I would have liked her as much.
You would just don't go visit.
I think
them.
You would have just been used to it.
Well, how
so.
Often did you see your grandmother's lower back with a big thing on?
Well, but
it?
If Scott I found
hates
out about
his family,
if I
so.
No,
I did not
I don't,
say it was on the lower back.
I don't
back.
Like my
did
aunts. I did not say family.
Okay.
I said I don't like my aunts.
He doesn't like his family. He didn't like his grandma.
No, my grandma and I were close, and my grandparents, we all had good relationships, but not my aunts. My aunts, because I don't have any biological aunts, because...
Then that's out of... It's no question. That's fine.
You got to hate them, right?
Yeah, you
there
do.
There you go.
You're obligated to do that.
Yeah. They're
I don't
awful
hate
people.
My non-biological aunts.
You're just not obligated to like them. So that's fine that you don't hate them. That's great. You just don't
listen, these people are insane. And one of them stirred the pot on that letter from years ago, which still to this day. Oh, I do have a little update on that letter, by the way, that because I've mentioned it so many times on this show. The guy who threatened to wring my neck 18 years ago, my uncle, because of this letter I sent. The other day, I saw him at a birthday party for somebody, and he bought me a shirt. Had stopped and bought me a nice shirt and gave it to me. I thought maybe the Cold War is over after 18 years.
It didn't say,
what did it say
I'm
on the back?
Stupid or something.
Nothing. It was just a nice shirt. He just said I was in the store, and I was buying a birthday gift for the person who we were having the birthday party for, and I saw this, and I thought you might like it, and he gave it to me.
So all this time, you've been raking these people over the coals for being unreasonable, and they reach out to you with a peace offering.
Okay, this is the last time I'm telling this story, because Wheeze has not heard the story, right?
Right.
Okay, prepare yourself.
No.
The truth about Scott is about to come out.
I'm going
to
give you the
really?
Short version yes. of what happened. This is a true story. About 17... I know, Charlie, we have to sit through this again. About 17 years ago, my cousin, who's a girl, got married, okay? And she lived in Southern Ohio, and the whole family was going to the wedding. And I could not go because I was working. So I went out and bought her a very nice, like, $10 card. And every time I write a card, whether it's Christmas or wedding or birthday, I always write a little note in there because I think people who keep the cards want to read the note. They just don't want the manufactured cards. So I wrote a little note inside the card really quick because they were getting ready to leave. Stuffed it in the envelope, gave it to them. They took it down there. They had the wedding the next day. And the night of the wedding, my uncle, the father of the girl who got married, calls up and wants to talk to me. They go, what in the world? Why? Why does he want to talk to me?
Yeah.
So he gets on the phone. I'm going to come up there right now and wring your neck. What are you doing? And I didn't know what he was talking about. And I said, really? I was totally baffled. And I said, what's wrong with you? And he said, I got your card. Okay. And apparently what happened, they read the cards at the reception, and when she got to the card, the bride burst into tears at her own reception because of what I had written in the card.
Oh, no.
Now, here's what I wrote in the card.
Picture and this, your wife when you're and saying, this Cold War, when you're hearing this.
This Cold War lasted until about a month ago. Here's what I wrote in the card. Now, I don't think this is bad. All I said was, sorry I can't make it to this wedding. I'll try to make it to the next one.
Ugh. I knew that's what you were going to say.
And 18 years that rolled
oh,
on.
Oh, man.
So see? You think that's wrong, too?
Well, yeah. Have you ever... Was it printed in the card? Have you ever seen... That's bad.
It was a jocular manner.
But he didn't write ha-ha after it.
No LOL, smiley
face. No, 17 years ago, we didn't do LOL.
He didn't read the audience.
But you can bet the shirt that he gave Scott... was regifted.
Oh, probably. You can. That's right.
But you know, nobody should get that upset over a card like that. I swear, if you would try me on intent, I had no idea that would cause such a problem.
That this marriage probably isn't going to work.
That's not what I was saying. What I was saying was.
That's how it reads.
No,
see?
That's not how it reads.
See?
No, I read the card. I know how it reads. What it meant was, I can't come to the wedding. Everybody else is coming to the wedding, so I can't.
But maybe I'll see you at a holiday, or maybe I'll see you at a...
Yes.
Not another wedding. That means she's divorcing this
exactly,
man.
Exactly, exactly. It was thoughtless.
You're doing what I did with the newspaper article.
Whatever. Well, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. All I know is it's over.
We've
moved
about
past
it.
Just so you know. But all I'm saying is, I think they're mentally deranged to hold on to something like that
see?
For 18 years.
Now, they just gave him a gift, a peace offering,
yeah.
And he's calling them deranged on air.
No, I they're fine.
I would check that shirt. Charlie's right. It's either regifted or soaked in some chemical that's going to take you down.
Oh. No, it's in a filing cabinet at home somewhere. I wouldn't even touch it. But what I'm saying is that, you know...
Let's give it away
who
tomorrow.
Who keeps their shirts in a filing cabinet?
Scott.
What was it under? S for shirt?
Yeah, right. Well, it was S, but not for shirt. It meant it was for something else.
What does he have?
Anyway, okay, let's actually talk about something of importance. We've only wasted 3/4 of this program talking about nothing. Let's see here. I don't want to talk any more about Joe Biden, even though apparently he's on the surge. But honest to God, he bores me to tears every time I see him on any show. Charlie, he's surging, but good Lord.
Oh, I think Joe ought to just retire.
Yeah, go home. Brandy, I know you have something to say about this.
I don't have anything to say.
You like Joe Biden. You like Grandpa Joe.
No, I told you. I'm not a big Joe Biden fan.
Oh, okay. And
we said it before. Did I not say that last
time? Yeah, I've heard that. About Joe Biden?
I think he needs to talk about his policy, what he's going to do. I think it's a spar right now, so I don't know. I don't know.
Well, what I do want to talk about a little bit is Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton did an interview this week in which she said that if it's what she said, go back and look at it.
It's funny whether you're on.
She said if. You're right. I don't think this is political.
I don't.
She said, I was going to play the clip, but the clip's too long and we've wasted too much time. So I'm just going to give you the gist of what she said. If you want to listen to it, search YouTube and you'll find it. What she said was, she said, well, if saying Russia go hack my emails is not illegal because it was done in plain sight, then she said, China, I'm talking to you. Go find Trump's tax returns and leak them. If it's not illegal, go ahead and do it. Hey, Hillary's still in the game, whether you like it or not. What'd you think of that comment?
I thought she was right.
I mean, I thought it was funny. Who cares what side you're on?
That's what I'm saying. This is not political, and I understand everybody and their uncle hates Hillary Clinton's guts, but I'm telling you, she's being funny nowadays. She's actually, to me, she seems more interesting than any of the other Democratic candidates all of a sudden. She's
always been pretty hilarious if you pay attention to
just look at her.
Charlie.
Number one fan of Hillary Clinton, Charlie.
You know what? Listen. We have got a clip somewhere. It plays on one of the spots where Charlie goes, I like Hillary. You did.
Is that right?
Oh, you did, Charlie. You did. Oh.
Did he say Clinton or did he just say
Hillary? No, he meant Hillary.
He didn't
like her hair, but he liked Hillary.
For a long time, her hair was terrible.
Well, which of the male politicians has your favorite hair, Charlie?
I can't recall.
Which has the best hair?
I can't recall any of the male politician's hair.
Well, see, that's the double standard that Mary Ellen Withrow always talks about.
Exactly.
Is that they're harder on the women than they are on the men.
Always.
Why not? Really, why not?
At least we're honest. Well, when Brandy's eyes return from the back of her head, maybe we'll get an answer on that.
Charlie might not make it through this broadcast.
Oh, my God. It's getting rough. It's not me this week.
What, 1920 women marked the...
Was it a good date for you, Charlie, 1920, when women got the right to vote?
That's right.
Yeah. So why should we pay more attention to how women dress than men?
I don't know.
Well, that's what you just said.
Well, maybe they had more options than men.
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it.
Well, women are more of the box office for beautiful clothing or nice clothing.
Clothes horses.
For men, we dress
regular.
Yeah. Shirt, tie, and all that stuff.
Don't have a heart attack. Go ahead.
There's not that much difference between a woman's professional attire and a man's professional attire.
Professional, no. Not professional,
well,
but...
that's what... they're not walking out on a debate stage in ball gowns. They're walking out in professional attire, just like a man wears a suit. A woman walks out in a suit or...
like a business suit.
And right after she got the right to vote, she started dressing in flapper dresses, smoking...
Flappers were a very small percentage of the female population in the 1920s. The women who cut dared to show their ankles
like the hip
in the
women.
1920s.
Like Mary Tyler Moore, who wore stretch pants.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Didn't wear what do they call that? A skirt. Have you ever noticed you don't see skirts anymore?
They're gone.
No. They're not out.
Do you own a skirt? I've never seen... how many Fridays have you ever come in here in a skirt?
I don't wear them here. That is true. But yes, I own skirts.
I actually own two.
I do wear skirts.
Look at the ladies on television.
We should be matches one day.
Or Sean Ireland.
Yeah, Sean. Pants.
He doesn't wear pants.
Oh, no. Hillary doesn't.
Are they allowed to do that on TV now?
Man, I didn't realize, Charlie, that... it got that
open. Anything for ratings.
Yeah, well.
And you know what they say, too. When you've got all these women, panelists or whatever, and they've all got their legs crossed, their knee will always point to the one they like.
What in the world?
You watch that.
I've never heard that.
Oh,
what?
Oh, yes.
Their knee points to
their knee will point to the person they like. And if the
body language
knee points the other way, they don't like that person.
So back in the old days of The View, everybody's knees were in the exact opposite of Barbara Walters, where she was sitting. They were pointing like to
I
the back.
Did you notice?
Well, I read the book.
Well, what's it meant? Mine are always wide open. Like, I don't cross my leg. Like,
oh.
Because you're a man.
Well, you've got to cross your legs.
This is about women.
But the older you get, it's more difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Now he's facing towards Charlie. His knees
I
are facing towards Charlie.
I can cross my legs
Charlie.
At 84.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Very good, Charlie. That looks That's good some good mobility.
Well,
this I, is... In fact, I can even sit like a frog.
Oh, God, Charlie.
Really?
Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
You're like a little pretzel.
I used to sit like a frog on the floor and entertain visitors.
Oh, dear God.
You're supposed to be the groundhog, not the frog.
So we got the frog, the groundhog, and the weasel.
Oh, we could get you a tattoo of a groundhog, Charlie.
Oh.
And then, Scott, that's what we're going to do on this show on Saturday. So one of you two have to get a tattoo.
Yeah, we'll work that right out.
You know, the last... I saw a lady right after she got a tattoo, and it was so disgusting. Those little welts
goodness.
That raise up on the skin like you... If
I don't
you
think
puncture
she got
those,
that done right.
Pus will come out.
That's not right. Well, I don't think that's...
This is a real... Now, this is educational, because kids, if you want a tattoo, this is what's going to happen.
Oh, there is a healing process.
How long does it take for that bump to go down?
Well, where
not
what?
That.
Did you get bumps on yours?
No.
Did you put the plastic wrap over it?
No.
It shouldn't pus.
I just
pus.
Put ointment on it. No, it shouldn't pus.
Is
but,
it water?
But it, I mean, if it bleeds, there's... You're sticking needles into your body. There is a healing process
Why
that comes
somebody
with having
want
a tattoo.
If I want to get stuck needles, I'll go to the hospital and get some kind of examination done. I mean, why would I want to do this for fun?
Because it means something to you.
It
like
doesn't
mean,
no.
Like
it
her.
Has a meaning.
Yeah, I don't, I, no.
Like you could get the station logo on
I don't
like
care.
Your arm.
Would never, why if something, you know, this is like when somebody dies and on Facebook they start leaving messages for them. I just want to leave a big... They're dead. They're not checking Facebook anymore to see what you wrote.
But grieving is always for the living. It's not for the dead. It's cathartic for the living person.
But you have to grieve like Scott wants you to grieve.
Exactly.
Grieving? Say that again. Let's chisel that on a stone tablet. What'd you say?
Grieving is for the living.
Grieving is for the living.
There are many different
And death
forms.
Is for the dead.
No, grieving... There's two terms. Grieving and what's the other?
Mourning.
Mourning, yes. Mourning and grieving, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do
mourning is shortly after death.
Yes.
Grieving is what you
continue
carry with
for the
you.
Rest of your life.
Right.
Yep.
But
or
for a while.
But why? I mean, why would you leave somebody a Facebook? Why would that help in the grieving process? Do you think they can read it?
No, but sometimes it helps to feel like you still have some kind of line to that person, even if you know that they're
right
not going to.
Back as a joke. That would.
No. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I think all Facebook accounts should be shut down the moment the person dies.
You can probably have that happen.
It should.
They should have a death department.
I do find it a little... I don't know. Sometimes it's counterproductive for the grieving process of other people. So I had a cousin who died, and there are people who every so often will, you know... write something to him on Facebook, and then it pops up in my feed,
that's
and
weird.
Then I grieve all
but
over
do
again.
Do they
like
realize,
like, yeah,
do they
weird.
Think he's getting it? Like they say, write something to him. Do they think they're in the grieving process, or do they really think he's reading this?
No, I think it's part of the grieving, just a memory, so you don't forget.
I think so.
I think that's
oh,
what it is.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm sorry. That's just not my thing.
Yeah, you're referring to sometimes there's advertisements. We miss you so much. I wish you would come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they reading that?
No.
Wherever they are?
They're gone. They've gone on to the great unknown.
Yeah. But what it does, though, it gives relief to the person writing it.
Exactly. It's about
makes them feel
You know
good.
What I think?
Yeah.
Here's how I get relief. I say,
uh-oh.
All things come to an end.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah, but everybody's different. I mean, when my mom died, like, my stepdad will go, and my mom's favorite drink was Pepsi, and he'll go and, like, pour Pepsi on her. Or grave, or you know, and to me, I just
everywhere.
You know, I don't
but
grieve that,
that him,
way.
Though,
but if it
yeah.
helps him, I think it's important for him to do as long as it's not crazy, as long as
well, like
it's
in
not
Washington,
crossing any mental line.
Isn't it legal now? You can compost your loved one and then put them I think you can do this. So that's,
there's a place over in eastern Ohio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so you can do that.
Buried in the woods.
Yep.
Can't we just do what we always did? Put them in a box, drop them in the ground,
that's
and
not what
be
we've
done.
Always done.
You're
though.
Putting those chemicals in the earth, people say. They're in a box.
Oh.
Those bodies last for decades
yeah. Good.
Now.
And
why
me,
would you want that?
That gives me comfort.
We have more people to bury.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
old dead need to decompose so that we
really?
Have more
yeah, the
places
cemeteries
to bury
are,
people.
Oh, we got plenty of land out in the west. We still got a lot of land to bury people.
We all have to get buried in North Dakota now, guys.
Well, how they in Japan? You're standing up, right?
Really?
Yeah, I think they stand you up. I think we should just get cremated.
Well, you get more in a.
Isn't that the rumor about Cleo the Gypsy Queen? Is that she was
oh,
buried
there's
vertically?
A lot of,
yeah, that's a bunch of.
I don't want that. I don't like to stand up. I need to sit down. Like yeah. I'm lazy. I need to.
I've heard so many.
You're dead.
Fall. I know, but I just don't want to be curled up
it
in a ball. Like,
you're dead. It's over.
I once talked to an eyewitness of her funeral. He said, "You've never seen such a strange."
Yeah.
Funeral as Queen Cleo.
Well, the gypsies.
Then they
down.
Said, in order, because they buried diamonds and all kinds of, supposedly, with her, eventually they poured cement over all of it so no one could steal the gems.
Sounds like a good story.
There's a lot of false statements.
Can you imagine if Queen Cleo lived in the days.
Chad's got a plan.
Of. Can you imagine if she lived in the days of Facebook? Can you imagine her Facebook page
oh,
and all
yeah.
the messages that would be left there for her?
I
we
once had
a
phone
Facebook
call.
Page for her.
Oh, we should.
I had a phone call from a very hard to understand, you know, English. They weren't English, and I had just broken English, asking me all about Queen Cleo, and I just thought that's probably some of her relatives.
I got threatened by one. Well, it was a gypsy. When I said I was going to go camp out in the cemetery to see if any gypsies would show up that night, because that was the rumor for a long time that on the date of her death, gypsies would show up again. And I got this call on the air from, I believe it was a gypsy, telling me not to do it.
Yeah.
Did it anyway.
See,
but,
you can drum up all kinds of stories.
Yeah, we don't need that type of thing. This is a factual station. Listen, once you're dead...
That's right.
Hillary's hair.
Hillary's hair.
Factual station.
Probably none of you remember gypsy caravans coming through Marion.
No, but I know people used to be frightened because they'd steal the silver.
Well, they'd take your kids.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Gypsy that, caravans.
And that happened to a lady who was an eyewitness to this. They stole a young girl. And they forgot where they stole her.
Yeah.
And a couple of years later, they came back and camped, and people saw this little girl.
So they didn't take all your kids?
Just, depends I mean, on which ones you left out. Now, like the silver, which pieces you left out, you know.
Okay.
But when gypsies would show up, because they had the party lines, they would say, gypsies are coming, and everybody's phone would ring.
The last group of gypsies that stayed around here stayed in Upper Sandusky at the fairgrounds. And a day later, merchants all over Upper Sandusky complained to the fair board, get these gypsies out of town. They're stealing us blind.
Do you have a problem with this, Brandy? You took like a deep breath
I
there.
Told you, gypsy is a pejorative. And
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Why is gypsy a pejorative?
Because it's a pejorative name for...
Traveler?
No, for people usually of Romani descent, but not all of them are.
Who?
Romani.
Yeah. Romani descent.
It's a tribe, yes.
I think gypsies are exciting. They used to camp out in Bucyrus every summer and paint barns and things. Their women all had gold earrings. It really stood out.
So you don't think we should use the term gypsy because you believe it's a pejorative?
Mm-hmm.
So what should we say?
Well, traveler.
Traveler?
That's how the term, he gypped me.
Is that true?
Like I said.
Well, that's true.
It's a pejorative.
That's true. Yeah.
And
well,
it's
like,
here,
like I don't want to say it, but you know when you are trying to get it.
You mean
what happened there?
Are you all right?
Did you just punch the wheeze? What'd you do?
So I was playing with this rubber band and it broke and it snapped me right in my face and hit my left chest.
Are you bored today with the topics?
No, I always fidget with something. Oh my god, it's gonna be really hard.
Go ahead. What happened?
Oh, I was just gonna say, you know.
If I
he gypped me. In other words, they bungled the deal, you know, to his advantage or to the gyp.
Well, there's
but there's another brand of people who also, that term is used to indicate. Well, they're Jewish.
Well, right. There's a term in Jewish culture.
And people made the mistake for years saying, well, I Jewed him down.
That's right. You can't do that now.
No.
No.
Oh,
it's the same thing with gypsy. And I will tell you, my family is Hungarian. And when they say the term gypsy, it is not said with any sort of endearment.
But they were gypsies.
No, that was a pejorative that other people...
She called herself the gypsy
because
queen.
She wasn't actually a gypsy.
Well, who are we talking about then?
Not the same person?
Is that I thought she was from South America.
The last gypsies I saw came through Marion in white Cadillacs. There were four or five of them in a row.
Those are nice.
Upscale gypsies.
Yeah.
They'd steal your kids, but they'd go out in style.
Because those were roomy, though, so they could get more kids.
I don't understand. She's it even says on her tombstone,
yes,
it says the Gypsy Queen.
Yes, it
so
does.
So we can say gypsy.
I'm just telling you that it is a pejorative.
Years ago, the county sheriff would escort gypsies through a county. They wouldn't let them stop.
So the same
they couldn't do that today, of course.
The same person who believes also, just for the record, that geese are pedestrians... also thinks that gypsies are pejorative.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Geese are pedestrians.
They were in the road again this morning,
you
by the way.
You can't run them down. They're a protected species.
Anyway, let's
crosswalk.
Get into one.
They got to be in the crosswalk, right?
Nope. They're a protected species. If you run them down at all, you're...
Let's get into one special subject, fun subject this week before we go away, because I thought this fits in with what we were talking about. There's a new study out, which there always is. Talking behind people's back in the email and texting age is becoming a big problem because people are emailing and texting the bad things, and sometimes they're sending it to the wrong person, and it's getting back to the person, and it's causing a lot of hard feelings. So the question is, have you ever put anything in an email or a text that was bad that you would not have wanted that person to read if they saw it? Now, Brandy, we know your answer is yes, because you were telling us before the air that you sent a lot of messages that are just gossipy that you would not want the people reading.
Oh, yes, on that particular matter. But not an email is a legal document. Yeah. I don't send anything in an email that I wouldn't want to get out. That is...
I think I've texted something, because I had dual names or whatever, because my wife's name's Heather, and I may have...
Wait, what? Dual names.
Well, like two people with the same name. Sorry, she doesn't have two. Well, Jennifer and
Heather. I was gonna say
Jennifer and Heather.
So maybe something like that. But I've never emailed something because I always had in the back of my mind.
You never.
Hey, this is proof. Like
somebody's watching or reading it.
Yeah, but you've never had anybody hear something that you did not mean for them to hear get back to them.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Well, that's what the point of this is.
Well, that happened before email and texting.
Oh,
yeah, but it's more concrete now because if people, people are always looking on people's phones.
Yeah.
Let me see your phone. Let me see what you wrote. What? Let me see this.
Has anybody ever asked to see your phone? Nobody's ever asked to see my phone.
Oh, they do. They do. Listen, I had my Facebook page up here not too long ago on one of these computers, and somebody came in and read it. I mean, I didn't think that they would, but there wasn't anything bad on it, but I went, because I had like a message going with a couple people, and I got up, I think, to go to the restroom or something, and I came back, and they had read it, and they had told me they had read it, because they'd commented on a conversation I was having on the internet. So people do that. Don't tell me they don't do it.
I do. I have seen people, like, in a public place when they're texting and there's somebody looking over their shoulder.
Oh, I've done that.
And, not even realizing that their texting is
being read. If you go to the movie and you sit up high, you can see the person in front of you. Yeah.
So you've never had to repent. Charlie, you never said anything about somebody that you meant?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
Not even about Scott?
No.
She says it in person. He just says it to my face.
Oh, that's easier. That's fine.
Well, that's the way to do it. I mean, if you don't like somebody or don't like something about them, just say it.
Right.
They'll usually
people don't do that a lot. That's
but they'll take it as constructive criticism, I think, most of the time.
Do they?
No.
Like, if I said something about you...
here we go.
No, would you? I mean, if I said...
Try it. Tell her something.
Things that Scott says about me do come back to me.
Yeah, all of them.
They sure do.
I'm just saying you shouldn't leave first. That's all I'm saying.
I've never said anything negative about anybody, ever. I mean, I never gave an
Except
article
for his
to
aunts.
The Marion. Yeah, well,
he
you know,
them,
those
though.
Are awful people. But I would tell them they were awful. I don't care if that gets back to them. So what? But I never gave an article to a publication and said something rude about somebody that, and clearly you didn't
He's
want
gonna
to get
milk
back.
That.
I know he is.
Got to.
Fine.
By the way, since we're running out of time, why don't you tell him what's coming up tomorrow, because it is the big debut.
Scott's nervous too. You see his body language. It's the Weasel Show. It's the debut. We're
his knees
have...
are facing away from you.
Yeah, they are. You normally face this way, but
That's
you
right.
don't. You're facing towards Charlie.
Well, they've never faced you.
That's why I said what I said in the article.
Go ahead.
So we have interviews. We're going to have a lot of giveaways. Our T-shirts are ready. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Woohoo!
It's going to be very
that was enthusiastic.
That's all I get. Woohoo!
gotta get one of those T-shirts. Woo!
I made you one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's a bathroom.
Did you tell them the time?
You did. Why would I? It's 7:15, roughly.
God, you're awful at this.
That's what was on that shirt that was given to him that he now has in the filing cabinet where nobody else in the world
that's
keeps
you,
their shirts.
Give me
it's
one
under
of your
S.
That's
Weasel
where
Show.
That's where your shirt would go to, right in the old filing cabinet.
I think you would wear it. Like, you'd sleep in it, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would do. So, coming up tomorrow morning.
Yep, 7:15 until 10 a.m. Yep. My wife's going to join us for the first show because we're going to kind of get to know the show, everybody on it, and it'll be
fun. We're going to get to know the
show. Like, everybody. Like, she's going to kind of give you insight, and that we're just going to make everyone comfortable.
Good.
She's going to make him relatable.
Early.
She should try that.
It's going to be something, Charlie.
Yeah, it is.
You're tuning out the Garden Man for this whole big production.
We're going to have giveaways, entertainment. It's going to be a good time.
Hall of Fame contest. We'll continue. The Hall of Fame contest will continue next hour with the Charlie Evers Show.
That's right.
Do you have your
yeah.
questions? Are they good?
Oh, they're good.
His are always good.
My questions have a lot to do with products, names of products.
The what was the rhubarb? Is that what you? Yeah, I listened to that.
Okay.
Not rhubarb. What the pipe.
What?
The
wait.
It's the plastic coating metal that was made in Marion. What? It's
rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Oh, rhubarb.
Yeah, it's a rhubarb.
Rhubarb is a plant.
Oh my God.
People call it rhubarb all their lives, not knowing that it's reinforcement. Bars.
But see, a plant, because he has a green thumb, and that I just
that was the
confused.
Worst case of password I've ever seen. Rhubarb, rebar.
You know, between sheet tin, corrugated tin,
yeah.
and rebars, that's all you see in towns, countries like Haiti.
Yeah.
That they build home, and cement.
And that's it. Those yeah. three things, see?
Just like death,
that's
cement,
it.
And you're done.
Yep.
It's all over. Just like this show, it's all over. But Charlie Evers is coming up next, and the Weasel Show tomorrow morning live.
Good luck
as
tomorrow.
As it all
Thank
goes.
You.
Are you going to be listening?
No, she's not.
I have to work.
Really?
Work?
Yeah. You're not going to tune in?
Tune it in at work.
At
Where do you work?
I can't tell you.
Did you catch you where you work?
maybe doing some community service for something she's done in the past.
Did you get arrested?
I don't know.
Never.
Oh.
All right. Well, you never know when the cops are coming, I'm telling you.
Bad boys, bad boy.
It's all over. Charlie coming up in 10 minutes.
Reminding you not to forget to vote in the primary on Tuesday, May 7th.
We here at WWGH